丘。
Eva Fuka, who turned 80 earlier this month, has been described as one of the most important post-war Czech photographers. Some of her best-known pictures were taken in the mid-1960s in New York, a city she was to settle in a few years later, when she left Czechoslovakia with her first husband, Vladimir Fuka, himself a leading artist at that time. Today, in the first half of a two-part interview, Eva Fuka recalls growing up in the First Republic, the war era, the problems she and Vladimir had with the communists, and her first visit to the city she later called home.
I was born to artist families, which was really kind of advantage for me. My father was artist, he was painter. My mother showed books. And my grandfather, he started the Lidové noviny, the most important newspaper at that time. He was its director. And then I married an artist and I studied art, so, you know, that's what I am here.
You were born in 1927 in the interwar period that's called the First Republic. Many Czechs look on that as a kind of golden era. Are they right to look on that era as such a great time for Czechoslovakia?
Well, I was a child, so I cannot answer completely. But for me, it was golden era, because at least my family live very culturally, and people were much nicer to each other. They were polite, or some kind of polite style of life. So I have a good memory for that on that time.
You were in Prague during the war also, I believe. What are your strongest memories of the war era here in Prague?
I was still very young, actually. I was still a child. And my strongest era was my school, my gymnasium, because it was time when Hitler closed all the schools. And we were packed in our class, so we didn't have any books, anything to study from. And if you don't pay attention, you get lost. That's just from the... Secondly, is of course the Jewish problem, because I finally found out that my schoolmates are disappearing, and I see the people with the stars, of course. It is a very strong memory. We have the German in the house, German Admiralty in our apartment building. It was, the worst part was the losing the friends, because they end in concentration camp.
Getting back to your own work as a photographer, or your beginnings as a photographer, when did you first start taking pictures?
I start very early. I cannot call it photography. It was just childhood game. It was about 39 when my father gave me the old Leica. And then my first, a little bit more important pictures were when the Russian came. And they were again living in this apartment house because of after Germans left. I have a couple of nice pictures of these girls which came with the army. And I have quite a few pictures of soldiers which probably have the pictures done for the first time.
After that period, your circle of friends, you and your husband, Vladimir, your circle of friends included many of the most important avant-garde artists of that time. Was your group persecuted by the communists, or did they leave you alone to do your own thing, so to speak?
Well, we had our own agent who was following us, because my husband was very well known, and they were just watching over him. I cannot say that we couldn't travel. Him and me, we could go to abroad too, because they had his books were very famous, and they were published in abroad. So we visiting publishers and so forth and so on. We never ever can take our daughter with us, And when we came back, there was always questions, where you were, what did you do, why did you meet and why didn't you meet. Sometimes it was very harsh. When we actually first came from America, was it? Yeah. They came and they actually hit Vladimir because he forgot one name. And a name evidently was very important for them. Ever since, we were watched very carefully. They listened to our telephone, they come to the house. We were always under some kind of surveillance.
Is it the case also that you knew the name of the agent who was following you?
Yeah, his name was Nesvadba. Of course, it was not his name, it was cover name, but it was the name of the guy who were not only coming to our house, to our apartment, I mean, but they were standing, I don't know, him or somebody else, down below the window and watching if somebody come to us and who is coming.
I understand that your husband refused to sell his work to the National Gallery because it was run by communists in those days.
It was true. He was very strict about things which were concerning the communistic regime. But today I think it's just kind of mistake because it could be part of National Gallery this way. He's very much forgotten because he was not published, he was not known, and since we left his name was cut off completely. It was a very long time since he was not here. So it's what happened.
Tell us about your first trip to New York in 1964. Today it's quite a common thing. Everyone flies everywhere. Then it must have been quite a big deal for you. What were your impressions when you first arrived in New York?
My first impression was enormous, something enormous, which I couldn't grasp at all, because it was everything was big, very high, very spread around. It was for our dark Prague, which was small and very much sad, and now suddenly full of lights and full of life and big streets. I was lost.
I get the impression from your pictures that you really like New York. It comes across to me quite strongly that you have an affection for the city.
Yeah, I did. That's why we moved. I mean, when we emigrated, we stayed in New York because we saw this is the most important city we have to live in. Yeah, New York is, you say you hate it or you love it. So I think I can incline more to the love side than to hate side. Of course, it's still, you have to get a little, be more acquainted with it, because first sight is a shock. But when you start to live there and start to like it, it's a city which is very unusual, which cannot be compared to any other.
The photographer Eva Fuka, who recently turned 80, tomorrow in the second half of this two-part interview, she recalls how she and Vladimir found life in the Big Apple and filming the Velvet Revolution in her hometown of Prague. She explains why she returned to the Czech capital in her mid-70s, so don't forget to tune in same time.